Another thing I hate about Death Note. Hello, and welcome to episode 90s. What is
Six.
This? Six of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright guys, last episode, we spun at the end of the episode for category E. Got L has
Hazard.
Pronounced Hazard. Magnificent World. There's a bunch of these, apparently. There's like four of these. And a manga. And it's not very good, so I don't really know why it inspired all that. Anyway, it is a
to
anime
be fair,
franchise.
To be fair, it did come out in 95.
Yes. We'll get to that. I got something to say about that. Anime franchise written by Ryo Tsukimura, I think. Directed by Hiroki Hayashi, something like that. The anime adaption was published by Viz. Yeah, anyway. So what's funny is the animation, the manga, we watched the animation, episodes 1 through 7.
Is that what we watched?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Original video animation right there.
Magnificent World?
Yep.
Because that says the anime television TV is called The Wanderer. Yeah, I know. I'm just pointing out that I'm
actually... Just say Wanderer.
Right underneath the original video animation, it says El Hazard, A Magnificent World. If you go down to the television series...
Oh, yeah, that's down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
what
I think it's just a sequel to it.
Okay. You know I was mean? Just pointing it out. I didn't notice it the
yeah,
first time.
Yeah, so
around.
If you look down there for The Wanderers, it's at 26 episodes.
Oh.
We didn't watch all that.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, right. So there's episodes 1 through 7, which is what we watched. That came out in 95 and 96. The manga came out in 95 and 96. And then the anime television series, which is 26 episodes, came out between 95
What about
and
the original video animation?
Four episodes, which I think is the sequel to what we watched.
Yeah, because it says Magnificent World 2.
97
came
out. And then the second, I guess second, anime television series Alternative World came out in 98. And then there's another original. How is this the original video animation?
I don't know.
Last.
It says,
99.
This one says The Night of Cap. Temptation.
And pure. That's a little something extra.
I don't think so. Not with this anime.
So I just thought it was funny that they all, three of them came out so close together.
Yeah.
Usually it's manga anime. Sometimes, you know, they mix it up.
It looks
it's
like
just
it,
weird that they came out like that.
It looks like one came out a year, every year,
mm-hmm.
for up
from
until
95 to 99.
Yeah.
That's super odd.
That must have been popular. Well, then again, the anime back then was kind of rare in America, wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, in America.
So, maybe it was, like, one of the ones that people were watching at the time. And
I don't... So, the dates for when it was made was when it was physically made in Japan. Not necessarily when it came over here.
Just true.
Who knows when it came over here?
That's true. It's fair.
I guess you could, you know, spend 3 hours of your life digging to find that out, but I'm not gonna...
But then again, thinking about that time, I don't know how prevalent anime was over in Japan. I mean, I know it's big.
It was pretty big. Not as big as it is now.
But yeah, I don't think it was being... There was anime series being made every...
Yeah.
Thing.
Like now they have seasons for anime.
It's
like seasons, like football season is what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's like that over there now.
Yeah, but my point is, back then, an anime came out was a big event over there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you gotta have these big things. Maybe it was just a big event that and a big company was behind it, because isn't Viz a big company?
The AIC.
Yeah.
Or the people that made one of them. I don't know if they made all of them or not, but that's a fairly big company.
Because I actually heard of
it.
I heard of
yeah.
Viz, so maybe that's what it was. A big company was behind it, and, I mean, it wasn't good, but...
Yeah, it wasn't particularly good. Anyway, pros.
Before we get into premise, I'm curious, when did you finish this?
I watched the last episode today, but I watched the rest of it.
I finished this episode today, too.
Oh, look
that's
at that.
That's how bad it was. Usually I finish it. I mean, we took 2 weeks on this one.
There's one good thing about this anime.
Okay.
You want to talk about it at the beginning, after the premise, or at the end?
Well,
in my opinion, there's one good thing.
Well, let's explain the premise so they know what we're talking
right.
about. So go ahead.
Premise is there's a boy in school, and there's ruins that, like an earthquake, discovers some ruins underneath the school, and he goes down there to check it out for some reason, I forget.
Uh-huh.
And a lady awakes and transports him to another dimension.
Him, two of his schoolmates, and his teacher for some reason.
Yes.
They never explain why those people, though.
Why those specific people, yeah. Maybe, one can only assume they're the closest people to him, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, all right, what's the one good thing?
You want to know the one good thing for me?
Yeah.
Is the teacher. I love him. I hate him because it's a bad show. But he's also the only good thing in this show. So when they transport there, he's with his teacher and his love interest and his love interest's brother
are actually
in other parts of the world.
Yeah. Well, his rival is the brother of his love interest, which is not really his love interest.
Not really, but she's his love interest. Well, he's her love interest, is what I should be saying.
That's what it looked, she's into him, that's where, she's not into her. That's where it looked like it was going to, but she ends up being irrelevant.
Yeah, fairly.
I mean, to her,
maybe a little bit because she's got a power, but that's really just a gotcha.
So that's the whole thing. The four people who came to this new world has a superpower.
They're all different.
They're all different. I mean, you don't find them. You only find out what the teacher's is in the beginning. In the beginning,
everyone else takes a little while.
Yeah,
like even with his rival,
the rival's
power is just what, commanding bugs. Like, I don't get it.
No, communicating. He's able to talk.
Oh, he's able. That's what it is. Sorry, he's able to talk to them.
That's why
the Bugrums.
Yeah, that's why they follow.
Magnificent name, by the way.
Yeah, the Bugrums.
They're just bugs, giant bugs.
Yeah, giant bugs. Stupid.
But their leader, the queen, is a female humanoid. She's got some, like, antennas on her or whatever, but she looks like a woman.
She's just there.
So that didn't make any sense.
She's just there at the
eye candy.
Yeah.
And for him to have someone to talk to for scenes.
Exactly. So they have a conversation, because she's irrevocably irrelevant in this. Like, literally, she makes no point at all.
What they should have done with her was, she's the one that sort of brings him to the dark side. You know what I mean? Like, here's, you know, money, fame, power, sex.
Right.
And just do this, and you can have all this.
But he was...
But that wasn't really the case.
No, he was evil from the start.
Yeah.
He's comically evil.
Yes. Not in a good way.
No, comically evil, that his laugh is so annoying.
God.
But yeah, so they all get transported to another world in this premise. And we find out what the teacher's powers is, which is why I think...
Fairly he early. They transport there, and his whiskey bottle breaks.
Okay, we can explain that.
He's a drunk.
He's a drunker and a smoker.
And a smoker.
That's important. Because his powers, he gets super strength from his powers.
From being sober and not drinking. He gets incredibly strong and fast.
And you find out in the last episode that...
The greatest reveal of all time, by the way. Because he's been saving his cigarettes and smoking them sparingly. And he runs out in the last episode and he gets f***ing Kaioken.
Yeah.
It's his right aura.
Because he doesn't have... Because the nicotine and the alcohol are... Diluting his powers. So you need to be sober. There's a message there.
It was fantastic. I loved it.
It was stupid.
Every other scene with him is kind of junk, except for those scenes where he's like, oh, I haven't had any alcohol in a while. And he gets all strong.
Yeah, he's a strange character because they portray him as lazy, drunkard.
But he also is always talking, because they do portray him that way. But he was always talking about doing the right thing and you know, honoring the school and all that.
Honoring the school and keeping the kids safe and pure and stuff like that.
Sure.
And what I find the most unrealistic thing I found about him, though, is that he is a smoker. He is a drunker. He is lazy. But yet he's this world-class mountain climber, too. That's a contradiction. Those things don't exist.
Well, I think when he was doing the mountain climbing, he wasn't drinking at the moment. So I think he was using his powers, not knowing it.
He knew... He's like, we're going this way, because he knew it was the wrong...
I think you're right, but he's not only a world-class mountain climber, but he's doing it in sandals.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because they...
Flip-flops.
When they go to this mountain at one point, and the antagonist, the brother who controls the Bungrum at this time, switches the sign so that they can do it.
So they go the wrong way, and he can trap them.
But
then they actually go the right way, which is apparently really tough.
No. They say that the teacher knew that this was the wrong way, but he did it anyway because it's more challenging.
Well, then why did they stop digging the trap? Because they were digging a trap and they stopped. You're like, oh, they went the other way. How did they know?
Oh, maybe you're right.
That was weird.
No, maybe you're right, but I thought he said...
I feel like the sign was already twisted. It was already pointing the wrong way.
Maybe. Maybe that was it, because...
But the teacher did say that he knew this was the wrong way.
Yeah, that this was the more challenging way. That's why
they had to have indicated that, and they didn't.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I don't know, maybe you were right. Maybe the way you interpreted it at first was right, and I just misheard it.
But if it was that, and he did, why was the sign facing the wrong way is the only question.
Well,
to begin with.
I know that, I don't know why it would be wrong in the first place, but I know that the main antagonist turned the sign.
Yeah. But why?
I don't know, maybe,
you know what I mean?
It's because I was under the impression that no one goes up this mountain, and maybe just got turned over from the wind and stuff.
That could happen, I guess.
But apparently those sages, ladies? Is that what
Priestesses.
Priestesses. Anyway.
They get up the mountain, and they're going to this mountain because we skipped a lot.
We skipped a lot.
Which is so weird because there's only seven episodes.
Anyway, essentially we start in common era, our era, and then we end up in the past.
Yeah, with magic, but the past.
No, it's the past.
Yeah, but there's magic.
Well, of course. There's magic, because it's like Bugrums, and it's 10,000 years.
There's also talking cats.
Yes.
That they use for armor, which is sadistic, but then the cat isn't just a cat, it's actually armor. So I don't really know what's going on there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's a lot of weird things in this show, though.
Yeah, and they don't explain any of it. They don't, That's it just sort of happens.
There's a lot of weird insinuations in the show, too. There's a lot of... We get brought in the world, and the main character looks exactly like a princess.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
So...
And the princess is missing, so he... this is the first episode. He pretty much dresses up as her, so he can help his nation.
Right.
Keep himself safe and secure and all that. And but they never explained why they look the same, right?
No.
I don't think they ever did.
It was just coincidence.
It's so weird.
Just coincidence, and...
You know what's really funny is they every character remarks about how they look strikingly, like, the same. Mm-hmm. Except if you actually look at the two characters, because at the end you get to see her, they don't look the same at all. They look like different characters. They have, you know, brown hair, face, but no, they look different. So I don't understand why they wouldn't draw the same character.
That's true.
So weird.
So the main protagonist in this is a typical shonen...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
He's not particularly strong, which is nice.
But yeah, you know I mean, this isn't a shonen per se. It's more of a fantasy adventure.
Yeah.
But it's a typical shonen protagonist. He's heroic. He's oblivious. All the girls want him, all stupid like that. But he looks like this princess, and so there's this whole cross-dressing thing in the beginning.
And he's sleeping the first night, and this female girl is probably 15. She's very small. Sneaks in and starts feeling him up under the bed.
Yeah,
puts her hand in his pants.
That's not even that. It's pretty graphic for
yeah. Scene. It was very graphic for what I thought it was going to be.
Because they knocked down his pants. He's in girl's underwear essentially. And you don't
see nudity at this point, but you watch her hand go under his pants and grab him.
Yeah,
and it's like whoa.
And then it just cuts, and they're sleeping next to each other.
Oh, Jesus, not sure. Good.
And then
it cuts to the morning.
And they're sleeping next to each other.
No explanation.
And then they come in, and of course it's for a joke that the teacher thinks they did something, and they didn't. But it does a lot. And then there's these other antagonists, these blue people, I forget what they're called. Phantom tribes or something. But at first there's this woman who gets killed off, like, in the first four, after the fourth episode. One of the minis.
Oh, yeah, the blue one.
But then this little kid comes in to the play with the leader of it. And
weirdly sexual at one or two points.
Yeah, well, their first introduction, the first thing they introduce them, when they start talking, they go down, grabs his face, and goes down, and he's like, he's going to kiss him. And it just cuts the black.
And it's an adult and a child, a six-year-old child, seven-year-old child, something like that.
Or at least he looks it.
Yeah. Super creepy, like... Really homoerotic, pedophilic vibes coming out of there.
But that's the strange thing about the show. The undertones are there, but there's no fan service.
Yeah, well, there's a little fan service later, but not really.
I mean, there's a hot spring episode. There's always
yeah.
So, yeah, there's a little bit.
Well, there's a little bit more than you would expect because there's actual nudity. Actually, yeah, you see nipples in that episode.
But you do see nipples,
and it's like, one, it's like, why? Because it wasn't like over gratuitous. It's not like he was falling on them and grabbing them. Like, it wasn't the typical shonen thing.
No, you know what it was?
But you do see it, and it just felt really unneeded.
No, why it was there is because he was still cross-dressing at the time, and they thought he was a princess. Yes.
But the most of the nudity you saw was before that. It was when the teacher was there.
Oh, yeah, no.
That was most of the nudity.
No, I understand that, but that was the whole setup for it. It's, I don't know, it's stupid.
Everything's bad. All the characters are... bad. The writing's bad. The voice acting's bad. The art for the time, I guess, is okay.
Right.
That's the only thing it's got going for. The audio, like, the music's terrible.
Okay, and then...
It's not as bad as some anime as we've seen, but it's bad.
And I knew there was a third thing that weirded me out. I guess she's an android or something. Or they call her a demon.
Yeah, blue-haired girl with a gun.
Yeah, she destroyed cities and stuff
that. She's the one that transported him to this world, girl he saw.
Yeah, he's the one that transported him to the world. But they find her in the past, and she's waking up, and then they're, like, talking about who's going to do it, and the antagonist grabs it. And he walks over and lifts up her skirt, and I'm like, what the hell is happening here? And because out of nowhere, he's just lifting up her skirt. And then there's a hole in her, right above her butt, that he puts this key into and winds her up.
It's her power source.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I guess she is a robot, but no real explanation for this. Just mysterious old technology, I guess.
Right. And that's the main protagonist's power. He can communicate with this power technology. And she's being controlled by some kind of switch in her, of course, which allows him to override it. And she's free from the power and the antagonist. And she doesn't destroy anything anymore.
You know what's really weird is, like, two episodes later, I think it was episode six, she's sent to destroy the nation that he's right. trying to protect, right? And she's, you know, killing people, whatever. And then he finds her and he hugs her. And they're kind of connecting with his power. And then the episode ends while they're hugging.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next episode starts, and it's unresolved. She's gone. You have to pick up the pieces for what happened from watching the episode. It's just weird that they skipped like that. So in the next episode, she went back home to the Mugrums, and she was talking about, I ran out of power. Yeah. I had to be charged up.
Are you sure that's where it ended? Cause I'm pretty certain. I'm remembering the hug, and she throws him off and then flies off.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Or maybe you just cut it off right there.
You know what? Three episodes, and that was one of them, I had to watch on a different site. It didn't work. Not on my computer, not on my phone, nothing.
It froze.
It would work for a few minutes, and then it would freeze
up. It wasn't the site. I think it was the upload, because if you skipped ahead...
It would work. Oh, okay.
Yeah, for some reason...
I just found another site.
For some reason, someone uploaded bad episodes. Like, it was like they uploaded from a DVD that was scratched or something. You know how in DVDs sometimes it would scratch and freeze at a spot, and if you skip ahead, that's what it was like.
Okay, so I ended up watching it on another site, and it might have just been chopped.
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah, it's just the whole show's weird. It doesn't make much sense. I cannot believe that it spawned so many more things. I can't believe that.
People really
like this. Apparently, why else would they have made so much of it?
That's true. Oh, and the other girl that came, got transported, she can see the phantom people for what they are, because they're illusionists and they can change.
She sees them as blue people, and she's like, oh, look, why is that person blue? And they're like, what?
Yeah.
That was funny the first time. After that, it was a gimmick.
She can see this prince is trying to marry this princess, and the prince is one of these guys in disguise, and she sees through it. And it's all just plot contrivance, honestly.
Yes. You know what was also, I would say, a tiny bit refreshing, and it deals with the teacher. So it's okay. I like the teacher. The teacher's a secondary character. He's a supporting character for the main character, right? And he has a love interest. Someone that wants him.
Mm-hmm.
That's refreshing. How often does that happen in anime? How often does that happen in stories in general?
That's fair.
You know what I mean? It's something.
Yeah, I mean, there are three priestesses.
And one of them's really into him. She doesn't want to be a priestess. She wants to get married.
To be fair.
And he shows up as a prince and saves her from a... The monster that was scrubbing her back at the hot spring.
Yeah. To be fair, though, they did portray her as older.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because...
I wonder how old she was.
Because...
I guess everyone else is, like, 15, 16.
Because the other two priestesses came in, and she was... She says, I'm older than you, and all this other stuff. Yeah, yeah. So...
Maybe it was time for... Not old, but older than them. Right. They're probably 15, 16, like, the main characters, the teenagers.
So, yeah, the priestesses are, like... Sailor Moon characters?
Yes, actually.
They control different elements, and they're just there for plot contrivance, too, because once the demon girl is awake,
the only real threat that they pose to these priestesses
right.
is so much stronger than them that they're irrelevant.
Right. And so demon girl awakes and starts destroying things, so they have to unseal the weapon that the two princesses can use, but the two princesses are separated, so they need to find the two princesses. It's all just fetch, go from here to here to here to here to here.
You never really learn about any of those things until you need to know it immediately. Oh, right. I have to go do this now. Oh, I have to go do that now.
And the ultimate weapon is called the Eye of God, who creates black holes or something?
I don't really know. I guess.
That's what I got from it.
They didn't really explain that either. A bunch of things they don't explain.
No, there's... And then it finishes with a time loop storyline, and you realize it's all time travel and it's bullshit. And the time loop doesn't even make sense, because it feels like a time circle, because she sacrifices herself to stop this weapon that was going out of control at the end, the demon girl, because she's good now, because the main protagonist saved her. So she goes in to stop this, so she can go 10,000 years in the future. But she only does it because she knows she has to.
How does she know she has to?
Because he told her.
Yeah.
But in order for that to work, he had to tell her in the future.
Yeah.
Which means it can only
be... The only way it makes sense for time travel, in that because that's a loop. It's a paradox, essentially, right? The only way that actually makes sense is if you think of time travel like Steins Gate, where if you tell someone something in the past or do something in the past, it creates a separate world.
But my point is... The only way this works at all is if it continues the loop. The loop never ends.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to work.
I hate those loops.
But they show what happens after the loop when she sends them their way. and she goes forward, and they come out of the loop, making a present known there, but it doesn't work because the cycle has to continuously happen, or else it doesn't happen, you know? So I hate time travel.
I don't mind time travel. I hate it when it's poorly done.
No, I hate time travel. It sucks. Hate time travel.
I think we got just about all of them.
Yeah, I mean...
What else was E?
We had the ratings first.
That's true. So I said we were going to touch on, like, time periods, when things are so before the rating. Like, we usually judge things based on the time they were made. There's a bunch of reasons for that. Storytelling, for instance. Like, go watch a movie, a random movie from the 80s. Not the best movies, like Terminator or Aliens, right? Just a random movie. It's going to be dog shit. It's going to be terrible. Well, that's essentially what we're doing with anime. We're watching random animes, and sometimes they're from decades past, like the mid-90s from this. So there are really good animes from the 90s, right? There's Dragon Ball, for one, Dragon Ball Z. There's Cowboy Bebop. There's...
Well, you're talking about...
Wolf's Rain. You know what I mean? There are good animes from the 90s, and there's probably a lot we don't even know.
Right.
I think Ghost in the Shell is one of them. I don't like it, but a lot of people love it.
Well, Ghost in the Shell series was in the 2000s. The movie was in the 90s.
But still, the movie spawned it. It was good. Right. Akira, I think it was 80s. But anyway, my point is, we really do great things for the time. I think we do.
We
try to. But if you look at the time period of really good things that came out in the 90s, this is nowhere near that.
Oh, no. This is
not even close.
This is easily a 4.
Yeah, I would say that. So that's probably just something to think about when we're watching things, you know, for the viewers to think about when we're reviewing things in the future that are older. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm sure we explained this.
There are really good things in the past.
Yeah.
This is not one of them.
No.
So I think a 4
I
is
think
solid.
I don't think we've given a good review to anything newer, honestly.
Well, yeah, sure. Full Metal Panic, newer, I mean...
No, I mean, like, within the last 5 years.
Oh, I haven't watched many things in the last five years.
Land of Illustrious.
Probably. I wonder when that came out.
Because
probably like 2013.
I remember Levius was recent, and we hated that.
That's also, sorry for calling it a Netflix adaption. There's only, like, 2 good Netflix adaptions that have ever come out. Gene is one of them. That's amazing. It's... The art style is kind of weird, but it's a good anime. So, yeah, I think a 4 is solid for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's below...
It's watchable.
It's below average, but it's not...
Only 7 episodes.
7 episodes. It's not... It's... The hour-long episodes are a little hard to get through.
Yeah.
But... I mean, after last week was Death Note.
Yeah.
What was the week?
Death Note was a little tough, but,
Well, because it was...
rambling on, and it was 37 episodes.
37 episodes. No, what was the Bullet Black or something?
Black Bullet.
Black Bullet was really hard to get through. And I don't know, I don't remember what C was.
I don't know
either.
What else is for E?
I know it was Eden of the East.
Oh, that's probably number one.
X-Driver. I'm just looking at the C right now, and apparently it's called Chojiku Siku, or I don't even remember what that...
I guess we're going to
call it. I have no idea what that anime is. C-H-O-U-J-I?
Overse 2. I remember this one. It was the, we just watched this.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember what it is.
You don't remember? No. The one with the guy lieutenant.
I
liked this guy or the teacher.
You know what? It's so similar to what we just watched. Those two kind of blended together for me
a little bit. Yeah.
So it was Eden of the East, X-Driver. I don't remember the other one was. Hold on. Why I have a book because I never.
X-Driver, the one I just said.
Eden of the Old is another one. Endride. Endride is that.
We're in 4 now.
Yeah, we're on 4. Oh, is that was that fantasy one with the. Where the two main boys were protagonists. He's from the future, and he was stolen from the fantasy world in the past.
Oh, right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Sorry. That wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't good.
Eden East, number one.
Easy. X-Driver, Endride. Well, I think Endride's last, because that was a full anime.
It was bad.
X-Driver was...
It wasn't middle, it was bad.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. So that Endride's last.
So Eden East,
X-Driver was...
Endride.
No, Eden the East, X-Driver, and this, I think X-Driver was only like 6 episodes too, but that was that car one.
Yes, X-Driver, yes. So Eden the East, X-Driver, this, and then...
Yeah, Endride. Agreed. Yep.
All right, guys. Spinning the wheel for category F.
Yep.
Let's see what we get.
And we're going to turn down the clapping.
Holy Clue would be cool.
Actually, it looks like Sean's pick. So before you do anything... This isn't within the wheel. You can save this if you want.
You mean it's not within the letter?
Yeah.
So I can use this for a future?
Yeah, if you wanted to. Huh. Or you can use it on F.
Pause.
Pause. A while.
All right, guys. So I looked through the list. Nothing's really jumping out, but this is the week right before Christmas, and I'm remodeling my second floor of the house, so it's hard for us to do this podcast at the moment. So fairy tale it is, because there's a lot of episodes. We got a couple weeks before we're going to meet up again.
No worries. We record episodes ahead of time, though. There will be episodes.
Only if you stop uploading 3 a week. You're catching up.
No, I'm only doing 1 a week.
How are you up? Catching up so quick?
Because we take month breaks.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, because
4 episodes get uploaded. Well, sooner or later, we're going to catch up.
I know. I'm on 84 right now.
This one's at 96.
I'm at 80. I only have up to 89 on before I have to come here and get more episodes. Luckily for us, we did another episode, so
yeah. So we could probably do a few more of those.
We're gonna need to do some catching up stuff. We're gonna have to do like top 10 listens or something just to get backstop us a little bit here.
Yeah. All right. So Fairy Tale. I've seen most of it. I don't think I watched it all.
Well, how many episodes is it?
51.
No, it's not.
Well, there's more than that, but it is episode 51. This is a typical shonen where it doesn't go. Oh, no, never mind.
Keep going.
Wait, zero. Okay, I see.
No, there you go.
I don't know why I said 51. So there's 265 episodes of the first Fairy Tale.
That's what I was thinking.
Then there's Fairy Tale Zero, which is 12 episodes, and there's a movie. Then there's Final Series, which goes to episode 51.
Yeah.
I've probably seen 30 or 40 of the original. I definitely have not seen 200-something episodes.
Yeah, I know, because I clicked through it, and I was like, this is...
And we're definitely not watching 200-some episodes, but we can get a few done.
We can get a decent amount, then. We'll see how much.
It's probably an easy watch, you know, shonen.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Next episode, guys.
Until then.
Fairy Tale.
Bye.